This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 31st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Appropriations Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as some Democrats make rumblings of a second economic stimulus package, and some Republicans say it's time to scrap spending the rest of the money already approved in the first stimulus package because it's not having a positive impact on the economy. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks, Greg.
Let's start real quickly with the rumors, the ideas floated by some that a second stimulus package is necessary. Most of the key figures have said it's premature, including the president and the Speaker of the House. But what do you make of calls for a second economic stimulus package just about 5 months after the first one went through?
I think it would arguably be the first stimulus package, because the first stimulus package was not a stimulus package. It was a let's cover all of our want list in the first stimulus package, and they told us it was going to be for infrastructure, and that the part for infrastructure was like a tenth of it, and the rest of it was for their pet projects and spread out over multiple years. So never even had a chance to stimulate, even if they had wanted it to. It just was another big chunk of spending money they could spend. And it should all, quite frankly, they haven't spent hardly any of it. I just don't think that we should have any other stimulus package. It's not a good idea from the start, and a second one would be awful.
Let's go back to the first one, and now you and many of your colleagues are calling for the rest of the money, about 90% of which hasn't been spent yet, to just scrap that because it's not going to have a beneficial economic impact. What kind of support are you finding on either side of the aisle?
There's a lot of talk. Now, to be honest with you, the Democrats are not about to vote for that. That's their pet project money, and they're not about to give that up. But the reality is that's what the American people want us to do. They want us to start saving money, not spending money. And if you're not going to use the money to – if you're not going to follow the Keynesian view of economics and stimulate in a hurry, then it's just spending. It's not stimulant.
The Congressman, you've explained why you don't believe even – waiting for this to play out will help the economy in any way. But the Democrats, of course, are saying that the economy would be far worse if not for this stimulus package, that the economy was worse than they thought back in February, and that's why we haven't seen a more dramatic uptick in the economy. You've obviously explained why you think that this is fundamentally flawed, but what do you have to say to their explanations as to why we haven't seen a dramatic improvement?
Well, first, to this ridiculous notion that it's worse than they thought. I mean, What's happened to make it worse, they did, okay? But going back to when everyone got briefed on the economy, the leadership all got briefed at the same time. And as Leader Boehner has pointed out, if they didn't hear what he heard, then they must have been asleep. And so everybody knew what the issues were. They're not fooling anybody by making excuses now. The facts are they knew it. They knew what, if you believe in the Keynesian theory, which I don't, they knew what they should have done. They didn't do it. They called it a stimulus package, but they didn't create a stimulus package. Therefore, this infrastructure we were supposed to see didn't materialize, and the highways we were supposed to see didn't materialize, and the bridges we were supposed to see didn't materialize, and they haven't spent the money. They've got long-term alternative energy projects built into this package, as well as pet projects back home for the Democrats, and it's not stimulating the economy if it ever had a chance to. The best thing we could do with it is there's two things I'd be willing to do with it. Either give it back to the Treasury and apply it to the deficit and let's start moving things back in the direction we want this country to go, or my friend Mario Diaz-Balart has a bill, which I have signed on as a co-sponsor, that says if you're not going to spend it by the 15th day of July, it all goes into the highway fund, and it can only be used for real infrastructure projects in America. If we're going to spend it, let's spend it for something we need, something we want, otherwise, and something that'll create jobs. Otherwise, give it back.
Congressman, we've also already heard that some infrastructure projects have been earmarked in this bill that was passed back in February, but because of all the red tape, it takes forever for these projects to actually get off the ground, and therefore any jobs that would be created haven't been created yet. How accurate is that analysis?
I think that is an accurate analysis, and we're also hearing that some projects that people got in such a hurry for project-ready projects, that they're fixing bridges that don't need to be fixed and ignoring bridges that do need to be fixed. And, you know, this whole idea of we have to rush out there and do something, well, it's been the cause of problems for this country historically forever. And getting in a rush and making people vote for something they don't even know what's in the bill, and then putting it in the hands of bureaucrats and telling them to get in a hurry and expecting them to do things effectively with oversight, it's never happened before in the history of the nation. I don't know why anybody would think it would happen now, and it's not happening now.
Congressman, we've seen poll numbers for the president's overall numbers and his handling of the economy and the deficits start to dip in recent weeks. Does this suggest that the notion that the economy is still George W. Bush's fault starting to fade away?
The economy now belongs to Barack Obama, and I think everybody in the country is starting to believe that, and they're starting to know that, and that's why his poll numbers are going down, because here we are about to shove down the throats of the American people a health care, a national health care policy, which is going to nationalize our health care industry and put one-third of our economy under the government to join our automobile business we're in now and our insurance business we're in now and our banking business we're in now. And they're doing all this in the name of change, and that change is going to change the great free America that we've always known, and it's a disaster. So he's creating it. He owns it. He's got to take credit for it. It's our job to try to fight it off in every way we can, because it's going to be horrible for our nation, horrible for our freedoms, and horrible for our economy.
Last question, Congressman, real quickly. Given the public's disdain for the growing deficits and the overall economic policy right now, what's your sense on the fate of the health care bill here in the coming weeks?
Well, they certainly have the votes to pass it through the House. With a 41-vote margin, it's awfully hard to turn the ship of state with that much margin on behalf of the Democrats. However, they've got an awful lot of their folks that don't want national health care. And so I'm encouraged that we've got a shot. And I and my colleagues on the Republican side are going to be fighting this tooth and nail. And from what I'm hearing in my district and from others are hearing around the country, people weren't asking for a national health care system when they asked for change. What they really want is that they want us to manage well our health care system so we can drive the cost down. People are much more concerned about cost than coverage, because in reality, an awful lot of this coverage is people that just didn't want health care.
Congressman, a huge debate to come here in the coming days. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
As
nice
always.
Talking to you.
Thank you, sir, as always. Texas Congressman John Carter represents his state's 31st Congressional District, member of the House Appropriations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.